Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom,
we're
go
to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And I am here trying something on my audio board, and it didn't work. I was trying to transition to another piece of music, and it was like it just didn't work. So I'm here. Gonna make it work anyway. What a night. What a day. This hurricane has really screwed things up on the East Coast. We are here on the West Coast of these United States, sitting high, dry, and hot. I spent the day out with a chainsaw and a tractor and a big Ford truck, and me and my cousin were out behind Studio A. We pretty much are making it look like a park back there. Before, I really meant it when I named this place the Broken Tree Ranch, because we had so many trees that were busted up from all the big storms we've been through. I just was overwhelmed by the amount of work I had to do, and having another man here to help me with the stuff I couldn't handle by myself has really turned out to be a great help. So we are making incredible progress. We have a huge pile of wood that has stacked up from all the broken trees alone that we've taken out. And the dead and dying trees. So we've, the healthy trees are going to, definitely prosper from all this. So the place is going to look beautiful here by September, end of September. We're going to be sitting pretty for winter. I have to bring a crew in because right over my head here in Studio A, I have two very large oak trees that have got to come down. So I'm going to be spending about $900 to get those guys to come out here and take down those trees, because otherwise my board will be smashed. I don't want that, the next snow that comes in. So anyway, but I'm asking for special prayers for my friends on the East Coast. A lot of people who listen to this show are not here tonight. And one especially is on my mind is Kathy, Kathy Bradshaw from Kathy's Distant Echoes. And I have strong suspicions that the power is going to be out there for some weeks. And I don't know how to get hold of her at this point. She may be able to get hold of somebody at some kind of a call center or whatever in the future. I feel like she's okay. I don't think that, she knew enough about what to do. She's been through these kinds of things before. But she may need some help with the shows coming up, and I'm going to see what we can do. My schedule's a little weird, but I think we could try to help with that stuff, and maybe other show hosts might be able to step in and run her boards and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, we are here. This is Soulstream, of course. I had a guest slated tonight, And yeah, I see. Yeah, Anastasia. Yeah, it's out everywhere out there. And you know, and those poor people up to the north are, you know, have the tropical storm that's hitting it right up into Canada. So it is going to be a very eventful thing for this country with all the things that have happened. And yeah, I just really think if we can, if she needs help with different people taking on her show to be able to run her boards, you know, I can do some evening stuff if I can do that. You know, to continue on with her shows, and a lot of her hosts know how to get in there already. But for the ones that maybe can't, maybe need like a co-host or whatever, I'm just wondering. So I'm kind of taking it on myself to say this stuff because the poor lady is probably going to be unable to do anything for a while. That's just my take on it. Anyway, so yeah, I was expecting light attendance with everybody kind of east of the Rockies with all the stuff going on and family and friends in trouble out there. But we're going to talk a little bit tonight about some things to do with mediumship. Now, I was going to have Marie D. Jones. A big friend of this show is she's an amazing author. She does all sorts of interesting paranormal and leading edge, bleeding edge science books. And you know, her dad was a scientist, and you know, she was raised in kind of the same environment I was. So we talk really well together. And when we do our shows, the shows I have with her on are some of the most listened to, downloaded shows I have. Here, I mean, our last show, I think we had 1,500 downloads with her and me. So we are, you know, looking forward to having her on. And she is going to be coming on a special show Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. We're going to have her on. Her voice went out. The poor woman talks so much and does so much work. She just absolutely wears herself to a frazzle, and she's got herself into another pickle there. So. When I kind of offered to give her like a little break on the show, she leapt at it and was happy I did that. So a dear, dear friend, though, and somebody I have a lot of respect for, and she's just a great intellectual talent and basically a national treasure, in my opinion, because she brings such interesting topics up, you know, everything to do with 2012, some stuff with time travel she's gotten into. You know, ancient technologies, you know, things, you know, she goes the full gamut, and she writes with some really interesting co-authors. So anyway, we're going to be, you know, dealing with that in the next couple of days. I already got the show scheduled, and we'll be posting that. Let's see. I'm going to read off on the board who is here, and we have Jeannie Marie, Kay Gallagher, Nancy Mum, Anastasia's here, Satori, hello, my dear. Eye for Beauty, good to see you again. So it's a light show tonight, but we're going to do a little bit of talk about mediumship, and I will do a reading or two if somebody calls in. I'm a little tired today, so I may not be at my most stellar. I am really sore. So we're going to go ahead and take this one caller that I do have out there and see what they've got going, and let's see where we go tonight. So here we go. Caller 513, you are on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Well, I'm Kay Gallagher from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, hi, Kay.
I did Star 82, and that opened, you know, that you knew my number. But I would like, I know I do, you know, I know I'm an empath, but I have mediumship too. So how do I get more into that?
What, into the mediumship side?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I've been freshly stamped as, quote, a medium from a school that I went through. And, again, you know, and it's funny. I'm still learning every time I do this. Every time I go on the air with you guys, I learn something new. Like the other day, you know, I'll lead into kind of something here. But the other day I had a spirit that came through who was actually basically still alive. And it was, like, completely weird because I was going, where do I put this spirit? Because we have a system that we use for placing, you know, spirits, you know, whether they belong to a, you know, on one side of a family or another side. And this spirit kind of violated all the rules, and I found out something through the reading on air. You know, and so what I'm saying is you don't know everything, and no one can know everything about this subject, but it's the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more you're able to give accurate readings. And you find yourself pulling names out of the air, which seems to be my special thing. I mean, I seem to get these names, you know, that just everybody just walks around going, how do you do that? And I'm going, I don't know. I still don't
know. I know you get
either.
Names. I don't get names, but I channel. Now, how does channeling with mediumship?
Well, let me put it this way. You know, the one thing that I have found that's a constant in this business and talking with other mediums who are established is that they have all gone through the same basic course. You know, whether or not, you know, it doesn't matter if they're, you know, in some, you know, big course back east or out in Europe or England someplace. It starts with the basics, you know, and you drill the basics. I mean, I meditate as much as I can. If I miss a day, I'm kind of kicking myself for it. Mm-hmm. But I meditate, and especially before I come on air and when I'm dealing with a client. And what I do is generally I go in and I follow kind of a path that, of all people, John Edward kind of turned me onto this. And as soon as I did that, the light turned red here. I just took a shot of that. But I mean, what I'm saying is that there's a system that he had that basically when you meditate, you go in and you run a kind of a systems check on yourself, if you will. And here I am, I'm a programmer, so I'm going to talk it in sort of a technical way about something that's highly emotional and highly personal. But he basically advocates a system of breaking down like a room that you go into, and there's like a screen, and there's also a stereo, and there's these different things that would be just like walking into your home. And you go in and you sit down in your mind's eye, and you go through basically communication with the different, you know, spirits that are there that will talk with you through these devices. And this is kind of the meeting place in the mind that he uses. And I've kind of modified it for my own needs, and he said that's perfectly okay to do. But I work with that kind of a system in mind. And they also have like a health check. You go, when you get done with your communications, you go over and you sit down and you do a health check, and they kind of tell you what's going on with you. And so I've gone that direction with it, and I find it to be a really workable system. Do I do it every time I do mediumship? Not always. Sometimes I just, like tonight, what I did is I just relaxed and I played some really good music, and I just said, whatever you guys got for me tonight, great. And they came back and said, well, we want you to work on some of your health. You know, you keep doing this one thing that you're doing because you're doing the right thing there, and just keep that up because I've been having a little problem, and it was nothing big. It follows men around who are a little older. So anyway, I you know, they said you did the right thing, and I said great. And I asked what was going to happen with the show, and they said, you know, basically what was going to happen tonight was what we got right now. You know, East Coast listeners all off, and I wasn't surprised. You know, and so, you know, here we, you know, I came in and it was exactly like I thought. But the thing with it is drilling the basics. You know, do the meditation. Be willing to go in and read people and do it a lot. I mean, just immerse yourself. Go in. You know, I was doing mediumship readings before I got schooled on it. You know, I read enough and I went out and I watched enough people and I thought, I can do that. And because I knew I already had some things that, you know, going in my favor with some of my skill sets. And I just worked on it and I just kept doing it. And the spirit world backed me up. And you can ask them too. I mean, I've got a relationship with my guides and, you know, angels on the other side that really use me, you know, as kind of the vehicle to come, you know, bring this stuff through. It's not me. I mean, I'm just making the effort because I like doing this work, but it, you know, I'm just passing on the message. And the other thing that is really, really big that I'm really, really, really big on is the ability to, you know, don't judge what's being said by the spirit. And sometimes I catch myself, they'll say something that's completely outrageous, and I'll go, "You got to be kidding! I'm going to say that," and then they kind of kick my ass. I mean, because I finally have to say it, and then it's like it turns out it's a really meaningful thing to the you know, sitter who's listening in and going, "Oh my God, you keyed in on this person." And the other thing in structures of mediumship is there's a basic formula, and it always is the same, and I've never seen it really vary too much. Generally, I mean, people walk in, you get a sitter, they come in, they want to talk to a spirit or spirits. You'll open up your senses, and you know, and these spirits will come through, you know, basically with the help of your guides, your controls, and they will begin giving evidence. And what they're trying to do is convince the sitter that these, you know, that this is truly them, and they will try to give to, things that are only known to that sitter. And it's my job as a medium and the message giver to give that across so that they understand who it is. Then, you know, once we've got that established and in the emotional makeup of the sitter, you know, the person being read, basically when that sense that, yes, they've truly internalized that this truly is real and this is happening, then the message is delivered. And that's what we always end up with, is a message. And it's and then there's generally at the end there's a kind of a give and take session, and then it sometimes it's very quick. They'll just give a quick message and they're out of there, you know. Other times it's a real it's a very emotional, very involved thing. And that's you guys see me do that. I mean, my style is way different than other people who do mediumship. And I'll go in and really, really deep and get in there. And you know, Kathy, when I'm at Kathy's show and with Kathy's working with me, she has to pull me out because I'm like, oh, I'll just keep going, you know, and I forget I've got a show. But I mean, that's how I do it. And I'll continue to be that way, even for my private readings. I mean, I have to do it that way because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But I mean, you as a medium may find that you do it a completely different way. And guess what? That's okay. You know,
I find out for myself, I don't get too many medium calls, you know, and sometimes it just kind of, like I said, I feel like I know I got an email from somebody who called into my show last night and she had questions and everything. And believe me, I couldn't even remember, see that name and everything, I couldn't remember who she was till I talked to her, you know, it was like, I didn't mean
that. Oh, yeah.
You know,
you know, it's funny is short-term memory seems to disconnect when we do readings, and I think it's kind of a personal protection thing we mediums have. I have great difficulty. I've said this many, many times on the show, but I'll say it again, is I have great difficulty remembering readings more than 24 hours after I've done them.
I remember you saying that last night on your show. Not always do you things do come back, but you don't always remember everything.
Yeah, it's like I'll get an impression, like 6 weeks after I've given a reading to somebody, they'll call me back and they'll give me some more information about the reading. And then the next thing I'm going, did I do that? And then it's like I go, and then I'll go, I'll suddenly have a fragment of memory of it, and I'll go, oh, yes. And then I generally can't make the connection. But here's the deal: is that's not our stuff, you know. I, John Almada, am not needing to carry around that reading, you know, to validate me. I'm just the telephone, you know. The telephone really has no memory, and I'm not supposed to either. And you know, so I mean, I just let it go, and it's just my joy to be able to give that message and pass it along, and that's what I do. And you know, and a lot of other mediums are the same. I mean, you're going to hear the same thing out of many, many of them. Some do remember their readings for a very long time, and they can get, you know, incredibly detailed memory. I don't have that. I just don't. So,
I
accept
question.
It.
After I did my show and I went to sleep, then I woke up and I was in your chat room on your show. Do you know, I probably didn't go to sleep till after 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not a late person, so... Can you tell me what is going on with me after a show? Is there something that's coming to me that I don't recognize?
You're having insomnia after you're doing shows? Is it, as a general rule, is this happening more than one show?
After I'm done, I'm really tired, okay? I want to go to sleep. But I'll sleep for an hour. And then your show was on, time I went to sleep, my show after 11, so probably around 12, and I went to sleep, and then your show was on, and I tuned into your show. But after that, I didn't go to sleep, really sound sleep. I was, like, always awake in some form. And what is that? Is that my life?
I'll tell you something. I don't know what your sleep habits are, but, I have some knowledge
of...
You're an early bird? So you get up early? Okay.
Not always, but go ahead.
Okay, one thing I do know about the human physiology, and speaking of that, the lamp just turned a beautiful shade of purple, very spiritual. So I just took a shot of that, and it's not going to show up because I've got the settings all screwed up. But trust me, it went beautifully. Anyway. One of the things, and I think this is Dara agreeing with me when I say this. human physiology is pretty common amongst most people. There is a lot of variation, some variation between, age groups with regard to how much sleep they need. Children tend to be really heavy sleepers, and young teens and on up to, up into their 40s, 50s, 60s, tend to be more in the middle range, 7-8 hours. And then as you get older, you tend to need less sleep. That's sort of the general pattern. Now, the thing I found is, like in my own case, I had something similar to you going on, and I was not getting enough sleep. I was actually staying up doing all sorts of things, and I found out something that was very, very interesting. Is, I'm 52 years old now, and I suddenly realized I was having trouble going to sleep after doing mediumship. And this is in the last few months. And I researched it, and I found out that at night, computer screens, because I tend to be on computers quite a bit, I found out that blue light is not good for you at night. And so I found a program that was really good that let me it would pay attention to the time, and it would change the screen color to be more reddish, kind of like the evening views that you could get with the sun. And the next thing I noticed my sleep was much better. So it had to do with the light.
At one time, I had this problem, and I, Bobby G and Gregory, right? You ever listen to their show? They're on Wednesday at 11 Eastern Standard Time or 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and then Friday night at 6 Pacific Time and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And they told me first when I did it, and I kept, having all these questions about how I answer people, and they told me that my guides and my brain were two different things, and my brain's trying to tell me, hey, this is not right. And as soon as they told me that, I was fine. But last night, it was like I was restless, that I didn't have any. I couldn't sleep, so it didn't make any sense to me. So my show is getting better and getting busier, but I don't feel like I tried to wear the people's problems and stuff, and I'm not one of those people that sugarcoat readings. I don't do that. So yeah. I just wonder, what is it now that I'm restless, and it really isn't like I'm dreaming or thinking about what I read. It isn't that. So.
Well, I think it could be a combination of things. Number one, you're using new areas of the brain when you do psychic work. Absolutely, you're activating new circuitry. You're developing those kinds of things. Satori, the mood ring cam. I'm just laughing.
what color is it now?
It just turned a deep yellow, which is basically signifying whenever we get into real intellectual discussions, it turns this kind of yellowy color. So it's kind of sunny color, but I mean the thing I'm feeling with you on this is that it does have to do with you're activating new regions of the brain with the work you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're also a little keyed up when you do the shows, and it's just that's a neat part of it. It's a big part of it. The other is just the rest factor. I think it's a combination of things that are kind of conspiring in one kind of big vortex, if you will. You could change it a little bit to play around with the variables just to see. When you finish a show, go meditate immediately after. And sometimes when I'm really keyed up, I'll go take a little bit of melatonin, which is it's a vitamin D.
That is.
And your body when you have melatonin and you take it, you don't abuse this. I mean, you probably want to check with a doctor. Big
item. Very seldom am I a big pill taker. Maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'm not sure how long ago, but my friend had a slate kitchen, and we had some wine, and I fell and hit his slate floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this problem, but hey, you know, you go to the emergency room, they do a scan, and basically don't tell you anything, and they hand you this piece of paper, and you get home, and the paper says, hey, keep your head propped up higher than the rest of your body. And within a day and a half, I didn't have all that pain or stress. You know, I didn't have it anymore. You know, I mean, the doctor never said anything like that to me in the emergency room and tell you nothing, really. But, I mean, I'm thinking, I'm not trying to question my thoughts or anything like before. It's not there. I'm not questioning nothing I did. So I didn't understand it.
Well, I think with, you know, the sleep thing, I'm going to stick with that. I just feel like you've got a couple of things you can do. There's some tools you can do to work that. As far as your shows, you know, shows evolve, and they kind of, you know, I have been through quite a history with this show. I got to tell you, I mean, I started this thing as a paranormal show.
I think you had a fabulous show last night. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, yeah, the last two have been really great.
I left like 10 minutes before your show was up. I even said to you, good show, John. Good night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a fabulous show.
Go right ahead. Yeah, what we found is, you know, I mean, the history we've been through, we started with this whole paranormal theme, and then we've gone through just, you know, quite a learning process. And I think it's the same with a lot of show hosts out here, especially in internet broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and you don't understand the format, you don't understand the audience, you don't know how things work. And the technology is there. It's easy. Anybody with a computer can do this stuff. But, I mean, I really made a point of studying broadcast science. And I got all the books on how to work with your voice. Yes, I have the voice for a reason. I've been working with it. And the other thing is, well, yeah, I'm going to be doing voiceover work, you know. So I'm actually going to be taking voice acting here in the next month or so. I'm starting now to do my first lesson on September 8th. But what I found, though, is, you know, understanding the medium, you know, and the media that we're working with and then combining it with good content is the key. And, you know, I've trusted my gut. You know, I really trust my gut. And I think that's, you know, that if I had to give any advice to any other show host, trust your gut and then be aware of the technology. Go out and learn everything you can and watch what other show hosts are doing, the really good ones. You know, there's no shame in emulating what somebody is doing that's successful. And I mean, I did a lot of work on the electronics in this show. I mean, I've spent literally a couple of $1,000s on my setup here. You know, I have a broadcast quality microphone, I have preamps, specialized computers, the whole thing, and specialized computers just for the broadcast stream. You know, I mean, I've kind of gone all out with this. So there's a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it's working well, is because I put effort into it. But
yeah,
that doesn't mean you need to have all that.
Yeah, I'm an old world person because, I mean, I've only been doing this, about 3 years, and what do I use? A speakerphone for my show. I don't, and today I've been checking up on things, or not today, yesterday and everything. So, but I do plan to make it better, and I saw at the library about CDs of speaking good English and mm-hmm. everything, so maybe I can change me a little bit, but hey, I'll tell
you. Well, you know
what?
I'll tell you what. You know what I do? I actually practice my voiceover work and my announcing voice in the car on the way to work and back home. And what I'll do is I'll put music on, and then I'll start doing intros, and I run my intro practice, and I'll say the damnedest things. I mean, if you had a recorder in and listened to me on the way, you'd be busting up. But I mean, the thing that's neat is I'll even see advertisements, you know, on the side of the road, or I'll read advertisements on car, you know, trucks that I'm passing, and I'll do an imaginary commercial and start doing that in my mind, you know, and then speaking it out, and it just seems to, you know, really help that.
That you mentioned your dad last night and what you go through. Your dad, did you ever, and I mentioned in the chat room, I don't know, and I don't know how to spell dementia. Does your dad have dementia? Because my mom, and I said that, my mom went through the same thing. And it was like my mom thought people were stealing from her. She was angry and everything. Did you ever think that? They say and the blood is not going through the brain like it should. And they take it. Loved ones, go ahead.
And just as you did that, the lamp turned green, and it's really a green, and it's not coming through well. I just took a shot of it, but it is somewhat green in the picture. But it's an absolutely beautiful green. And basically, you know, Dad had a massive stroke in August 7th,
right,
2007.
I heard you talk about. Mm-hmm.
And what has happened in the corresponding years is we've had, you know, stroke victims often have a lot of seizure activity, and it comes and goes. And
right.
That's what we've been through with Dad. And he had what's called a transient ischemic attack, TIA, back in February. And
uh-huh.
That's when things really, really took a different turn. And
right.
It causes, you know, there is some dementia.
Uh-huh.
There is some of the effects of the stroke, definitely a lot of that. And mm-hmm. They conspire to create basically similar conditions you're talking about with the anger,
uh-huh.
the kind of childish behavior, the need, the crazy things that go on. We've been able to deal with that with the right medications, but he seems to focus on me, and I've been able to handle it. I mean, I sit back and I come in, and he really unloads on me, and I just sit there and go, okay, I still love you, you know.
You
just
have
to deal with it.
I see himself in you.
He is my father. Was a very, very amazing engineer and scientist, and he did amazing, amazing things for the United States. If you had any idea what he did, you
mm-hmm.
would actually salute this guy. And he he caught a mistake in the service module design of the Apollo spacecraft, the main engine nozzle. It was actually a devastating design flaw, and it would have blown the whole spacecraft up in orbit if they had fired the engine. And when he found that, it made his career, because he fought to have the design review gone over, even though he was, quote, not, you know, a PhD. He forced the issue, and he saved the moon landing, basically. You know, I mean, this is the kind of guy we're dealing with now. I mean, how this affects him, his view of himself has changed because of this.
Yeah, but
and he sees me. I mean, I'm doing what I want, and this is really common to a lot of people,
uh-huh.
you know, who have had injuries like this, and they've lost their sense of identity. And you just have to empathize. You know, you can't hold anger. Yeah.
But don't you think some way he sees himself in you?
I'm wondering
when you were talking last night that I saw that he's seen himself in you, and it's really being mad at himself, and it's not really you.
Well, there's I'll tell you what, there's something. I have a good friend who I work with who is heavily in the medical field,
uh-huh.
and I described some of this stuff to him, and he said, you know, John, you have to understand when these few things happen, the frontal lobes are, you know, go through such changes that they revert to their reptilian brain, and
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with a whole kind of animalistic, streetwise kind of person. So that's kind of what's going on. There's a sense of there's kind of a territoriality thing, and this is what happens in the animal kingdom. You know, when you're dealing with the great apes, chimpanzees, gorillas, that kind of thing, they have this. They operate basically in that zone. You know, and that's what's happened here. I mean, we're dealing with a traumatic brain injury, and it's basically the brain is reverting back to what it knows from a much more primitive level. Yeah.
How old is your dad?
He's 76, coming up on 77. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's been, you know, I have no trouble dealing with this. I mean,
You wouldn't be doing it if you had difficulties. It's not your, I'm sorry, but I feel like it's not your personality, because you believe in your mom and your dad for who he is, and yes, and you do not take him personally when he does this to you, because he's your dad.
Until he chops the internet in half. He did that once. He came out. He went out there and cut the internet line, and he swear and I mean little things like that. I mean, he swears the internet's causing all his troubles, and we have a constant battle over the internet connection. He seems to feel that the internet is causing his trouble, and I'm like going, Dad, these are shielded lines, and no, I'm right, and he just so we have this eternal thing. And I just so what I do now is I leave it so when we do have I come home and he's disconnected it, I've left in like a little place where he can think he really got me good, and then I go hook it back up, and we're back on the air,
But I'm gonna tell you, I enjoyed your show, and I did not catch the lady. Was she from? Somebody said she was from Scotland, but she sounded more English than Scottish to me.
Yeah, I don't have the name right in front of me. She actually friended me on Facebook. I'm trying to remember. Wendy, I think it was.
From England or Scotland?
She was from England. And we were teasing her about Scotland.
But I thought, see, I was engaged to a guy in England. And, I knew his family and everything. And that, she sounds more English than, because somebody in the chat room said Scotland. And I thought, God, she doesn't even sound, and I've been to Scotland. Scotland's quite nice too, and I thought she sounds more English. Matter of fact, she sounds a lot like what's her name, who wrote the book for children's ability, psychic ability and stuff. What's her name, Karen or something? I can't think of her name offhand. But I mean, I thought, she really sounds English, because I spend a lot of time in England, and I know you can go in a pub, you were talking about pubs. Pubs,
yeah.
In England is nothing like
a spirit that was coming through. I remember that.
Yeah, it's nothing like, and that's what I put in the chat room. Hey, the pub in England is not like the bar in the United States. It's really quite laid back. People bring their children there and everything. It's really quite different. But, I mean, I thought, wow, she had a fabulous voice. I didn't get to hear it all. Like I said, I went to sleep for a little bit and wake up. But, hey, I think you have a fabulous show, and John, and thank you for listening to me. And I think what I'll do is, like you said, do meditation afterwards.
Yeah, and read people. I strongly urge you, get out there and read people. I mean, and give yourself permission. Here's the biggest thing in mediumship. The best mediums are going to be in the 70 to 80% range, on a really good day, and you're going to be maybe 50%, that you're going to get it right after that. If you work with it more and more, you'll get to that higher range as a consistent thing, and give yourself permission to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to misinterpret. It's the best ones misinterpret still. I watched John Edward repeatedly make mistakes, and it's because he's misinterpreting the spirit. So, same thing happened to me the other night.
I like him better than that lady. I can't think of her name off the hand. I like John Edward. I did not like, what's her name? The older lady, I can't think of her name, who does a lot of...
I think I know who you mean. That escapes me too right now, but she was like on Tamontel Williams, I think.
Yeah.
What
I pick up from being on Block Talk Radio, there's a lot of psychics and mediums who do not like her either.
I'll tell you, it's personal preferences are that's everybody's got an opinion, and I'll tell you, Sylvia Brown. Thank you, Zara.
Sylvia Brown, that's correct.
Sylvia Brown, and she is really big into this. She started her own church, I think, if I remember right. And that's her thing, and I'm really glad for her. I mean, I really am glad for that. The thing I've noticed is Well, I've noticed that that when you get into if you go so far in your mediumship that you've quit talking to people, regular people, and relating to them direct one-on-one, like what we're doing here now, and you become remote and hard to reach, it kind of defeats the whole purpose of mediumship. And so it's a fine line that the big high-paid mediums walk. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. they have to really work at that. And I'll tell you, John Edward, in his last book, I read about his stuff. He was talking about this, and he was really, really big on, and he calls it the inner monster, his ego. And he has to check that ego at the door, and I always remind myself when I walk in front of this mic, I put my ego down and I forget about that. And that's, I just detect a little bit of ego in some of these other ones out there. And so I won't say names. And so, I mean, I think that they're learning a harsh lesson.
To my show. One time I talk about mediumship, being a medium. I always felt, and this is right, where you can pick up people and describe people. Mediums do that. Now, when you're a psychic and you do have that medium in you, but you haven't worked it enough, what you did last night, and I could see this guy that you were talking about, but I think mediums have that more of ability to describe and see the. A lot of times on my show, I can describe a person to them. It's like they're standing there right in front of me and everything, but not all the time, And I thought about what you said. I mean, the way you were so tuned in to this man, I couldn't believe you. I mean, no, not believe in that way, but God, you were on it, and you knew it. And that's how you feel when, you make a description, when I have a person who really doesn't understand or see what I'm talking about and say, well, let me describe you to this describe this person to you, and it would be like they're standing right in front of me, but I can't come up with names. And that's what I always said. Mediums have an ability to have names too, and that's very hard for me to come up with names.
Well, you said something that was really striking to me, because you're already on the first step and you don't realize it. I mean, you're really at that critical juncture where you're going to make the leap. And you said something, very profound, and it's a great truth in this business. When we read spirits, when we open up to read spirits, I open my energy field. I expand my energy field. I raise my vibration. I expand that field, and I am authorizing a spirit to come into my field.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually in the room with me. Yeah. I mean, I feel them in the room with me. They're not in some nebulous place out in Zeta Reticuli. They're not out, way out in heaven someplace. They are here. They actually come here to work with you. And so you are literally dealing with a spirit face to face, basically. They're there. And you can, and that's the connection that you have. They're not in some other place. They are there with you. And that's the energy connection you get. There's the different clair senses. I mean, you know about clairvoyance, then there's clairaudience, clairsentience. And a couple of the others, is the one with the, it's clair means, it's a French word for clear, and there's the clair for smell, and I never can remember the exact term, but I mean, there's these four or five that are really the key ones. And when you can, focus on your lessons and your training to focus on these different clairs and see which ones work for you. That was part of my lessons. We actually had to take and actually go, okay, I'm going to work with clairaudience. And that's my real skill. I mean, I really excel at hearing them. I can hear them.
Yeah.
And boy, I mean, and there's two kinds of clairaudience. There's subjective and objective. And, subjective is you hear it, but you hear it in your mind's eye like a thought. There's objective is when you actually hear their voices, which I've done both.
Yeah.
And so you go through this organized thing of dealing with all these different senses, these clairs that you have, and you can actually work each one, and you focus on that, and you just ask them to work with you to develop that. You will get, there's going to be generally two or three that you're going to be better at and one that you really excel at, and those are the ones you're going to work with the most often. So, it's just going to be a matter of you actually having an organized way of working that. That's what I'm saying. So, clairscientist. Yeah, clairscientist.
So,
like
another
that.
Thing that you spoke to, I don't know who the lady was, that her mom, God, You know, people forget to put themselves in that person's place. You know, how would you like to be her? You lost your leg and you're going to lose part of your arm, and she didn't want to be saved anyway. Why didn't her family put themselves in her place? Why do you want to hold somebody back for you? You know?
Because not all, you know, number one, not all people are at the same level of spiritual development. You know, it's like asking, you know, there's actually political groups, and I'm not going to name names, but there's some who really believe that everybody's the same, and everybody is going to get the same thing, and we're all the same. Yeah, and that's like impossible. You cannot have everybody have the same everything. There's differentials, you know, that make the universe work. It's the differences in us that make everything work. It's not the similarities. It's just when you're dealing with these sorts of people who take a loved one, and I've seen it so often, and you know, in my work and in personal life, you know, seeing a family who have gone through these things. I mean, I can put them in a villainistic role. I really can. I can look at them and say, "USOB, you rotten." You know. But when you look at it from the spiritual perspective, and you say, "What's the soul contract? What's going on here?" And you begin to realize there's a higher level play going on that goes way beyond what's happening at this one little, you know, bite-sized part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to understand it from a little more of a perspective like that. Does it mean that what they're going through right now in this time is right? No. That's why we have protections and laws and things like that. Do they work?
No.
Pitifully not. No. I mean, you know, I watch people that do this to their loved ones, and I just kind of go, how could you? How could you do that? And yet they can. And I never can, you know, I can't right now in who I am in this body, in the spiritual place I'm at right now, understand that. But I acknowledge that it exists, and it's our reaction to it.
Sorry, this is a complete different thing, but it goes with people who believe that gays have a choice.
That what?
Gays have a choice who they are. Can be either. No, it doesn't happen that way. But people believe that they're not born that way. They chose it. Now, I had a friend who was, while her mom worked at night, Dad had sex with her when she was gone. Okay?
Whoa.
So she turned against men. She does not like. She likes gay men, but not the regular straight men, because she was abused. Yeah, those kind of people, I mean, they need help. If they don't want it, they're not going to get it. But people believe that gays can be straight. I believe, and I really know, and I believe in knowing all the gay people have known and everything, it's something they're born with. It is not something they decided to do. They've known a long time. And sure, now it's getting much easier to realize, hey, I was born this way and everything. But people want you to say, hey, you're not gay. You can be whatever you want. You know.
I don't know. I mean, it's a big universe. You know, there's such a wide variety of you know, of proclivities that people have, and I believe that it's probably a little bit of both. In my mind, there is some predestiny because of you know, various genetic factors, and
right.
But there's also environment. The environment can accentuate that and create a tendency to go more one way or another. So I really think it's a very complicated soup you're talking about there. But, you know, does it make them any less of a person, you know, valuable or not? No. I mean, you know, the world is richer for all this, you know. I mean, but there are people out there who operate, you know, very primitively and don't see it from a more intellectual perspective, you know, or spiritual.
All they see is straight ahead. But a long time ago, I managed a drugstore for a long time, and I had a gay guy working for me, and I was probably only in my middle 20s when I was managing a drugstore, and he was gay, and my boss wanted to get rid of him because he was gay. I mean, hey, I'm 65, so that's over 40 years ago when, you know, and you can see it, and no, not all gays look the same, but you know, I was a prejudice then, and I probably, no matter what, on anything, I wouldn't be prejudiced, you know. So I just, you know, always want the best for everybody. And I think that's one of the reasons why I do my show today, because I want to help people, and it's not costing them money. And when I, have you ever listened to my show?
I'm going to, you know, I don't, what nights are you on? Because, I have wanted to.
I'm getting ready to change. I've been on Tuesday. Tuesday's not really big. So I did a show Friday and Saturday this week, and they were really, really good and everything. So, but hey, I will be, I think I'm going to go ahead and do Friday and cut Tuesday out because, do you remember, you ever heard of the Brit 77 that used to be on Block Talk Radio? The Brit?
That sounds familiar, but I can't quite place it. But I think
he's going to be on my show Friday. He's been listening to my show. I've seen him in my, you know, how you can see who's been, you know, following and everything. So I invited him on my show on Friday. So if you would even like to call in and everything, he's going to be on, I believe, Friday for sure. I'm not, you know, I'm not real positive yet, but he was the one I started to listen to a long time ago. Go ahead.
What time is the show?
9 o'clock. I'm always at the same time. 9
okay.
Eastern Standard Time, okay? So to you, that's 6 p.m., right?
Well, I'll be happy to come listen and pop in on you. As a matter of fact, I mean, I just got a new piece of technology that'll help me with that, because I now am the proud owner of a droid. I have a droid. These are not the droids you're looking for. So I have a droid, and I can actually listen to Blog Talk wherever I'm at. It's going to be great.
Ooh,
so I'll be able to listen to you.
Droid, may I ask? I'm sorry to sound stupid, but...
What is a droid?
Yeah.
A droid is a it's basically a Google phone, and I've got a particular Optimus 5 that I picked up at Best Buy. I mean, I really like this phone, and it's got all this just amazing capabilities. But I was out just today, and I was just listening to shows on Blog Talk, and I'm going, this is so cool. I can walk around and like I can listen to shows, and I'm not stuck in front of a computer. I can just walk around. I mean, imagine what I'd really love to see them do. And John Sweet, if you're listening, you know, he's one of the big wigs here.
Yeah, I saw he was listening to my show on. On Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm just saying, John, if you're listening to this, number one, I thank you for doing the security on the shows, John, because you're a great guy. And we have a lot of troubles with a certain show out there that does not like us, and we've had our problems, but thank you. But the other thing is I'm wishing that what Blog Talk would do is allow for broadcast straight from smartphones. And I think it would absolutely revolutionize this whole thing. We would have a whole new way of doing media. For example, I love to do paranormal investigation, and we're doing one September 17th. And I've got quite a few people going to be there, and I would love to be able to broadcast right from where I'm at, and not just call in, but actually run the show board and everything right from there. So, I would like to see it a little more specialized for smartphones. So I'm hoping that they do that, you know.
Okay. But, hey, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I think you're the best on Blog Talk Radio because you're really natural and you don't put on the airs and you're not trying to take. I stopped listening to a lot of shows because they pick the people they want on and want to talk to, and I stopped listening to their shows because of that, because, hey, you know, people come up onto your show for a reason or call in, no matter how it is or if it is a stupid question. Hey, everybody gets their.
Do you know that's on purpose? You know that. I mean, I have emulated because my idol in this business was Art Bell, and Art Bell, of course, Coast to Coast AM, is the quintessential broadcaster in my mind. And I really, really like the way he did his thing. He was the consummate professional in my mind. And what I saw him do, you know, with his show, he never screened calls. He was, you know, now I'm very careful with some of the callers I do see. I mean, you know, there's a few numbers that I am very aware of who they are, and I do occasionally for a problem caller, I'll take note and I'll look on my book and I'll go, oh, I know who that is. Maybe I don't want to talk to them today, you know. But that's far and few between. Most of the time, we'll just pick up the phone and we just run with it, you know.
Hey,
and but that's on purpose.
When you got that funny call the other night, I'm not going to mention no names, but somebody was in your chat room that I think draw those type of people. I'm sorry, I'm not a great believer in that kind of stuff, but I've seen this person in another chat room, and it happened. So I just...
Yeah, that's why I'm cultivating a relationship with Jen Sweet. I mean, from a security view, I have connections now that are in place that if we have problems, they can be dealt with. And to the trolls that are listening out there, believe me, I'm keeping track of what's going on. And things are being talked about back and forth with Blog Talk. So,
yeah.
you know, I mean, there's a point where it ceases to be funny. You know, but at
That's
the same
right.
time, I mean, I have to, you know, basically what we do is, you know, I'll see them out there. And if they haven't logged in for some time, then I'll just go ahead and kick them out. You know, and it's a little childish game. They're like 4-year-olds that have discovered a little toy, you know, but go ahead and do your thing. But, you know, bottom line is up to a line. I know where the line's at and I know how to play it. And some of it's funny, but some of it's not. And so the people, and there's one person in particular I know who's behind it all, and that's Blog Talk's problem. Have at it, you know.
I did have a problem, I don't know how many months back, and it was somebody had their own show, out calls me a problem, okay? Well, it happened a couple times, like 2 weeks in a row, and finally John Sweet got on there, and he removed them. But, I mean, gosh, you know, I just shut down the show. I just quit, you know. But ever since then, I haven't had the problem. But I'll tell you, it's just a weird thing, and people need to get a life. That's what I think.
Well,
but
you know, number one, there's...
That I thought draws these people. I mean, like I said, I won't mention names. It's not... my thing to do.
Well,
but.
let me put it this way. You know, what other people you think of you, I have a rule that I follow, a golden rule. What other people think of you is not your business.
Yep.
But when someone comes into your environment and begins creating disruptions, then it becomes your business. And then you have to have a balanced approach and an adult approach to it. That's where I look at it, you know. So I'm just... And I see a lot of going on in the chat room, but I mean, guys, I have an honest opinion on this, and it's just I've been through a lot with it. But you know, you as my audience, you're number one in you know, when I'm running the show and doing the best I can to get a good readout, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that the environment is conducive to the you know the entertainment of the people that are here in the audience. So I don't know, you know, everything going on out there with all the other shows. I've got so much on my plate that I don't know all that. But what I know is this. I do know that I have a responsibility as show host to ensure that things are going reasonably well in chat and out there. Now, I don't know. I've never listened to your show. You know, I will. I'll come in and listen and, you know, and all that. But I just watch I watch the things going on out there, and there's an awful lot of strange things that happen, and it's just a tough environment. There's a lot of competition for audience, time slots, things like that. It's an old problem in this business, and I give it the attention it deserves, but that's it, you know. My job is to be a medium, and to deliver messages from the other side. There's this other little thing. It's a real problem and a pain in pardon my language, it's a pain in my ass. I have to deal with it, but I deal with it, and then I let it go, you know.
Well, you know, so. I had, about a week ago, I had a guy, I mean, he didn't even have, he even said he didn't have a correct name, but he wanted to, he said, you got a good show, but, I said, excuse me, I said, I'm going to tell you, I don't go on anybody's show and tell them how to do their show, and I'm not going to accept it from you. This is my show, and I do my best. And I said, I will just click you off. And that's what I did, you know. And he came back, but I never answered his thing. I never answered it. But he didn't even give a correct name and a phone number. It was, you know, it was all private numbers. So you didn't have his number. You didn't have anything on him, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, we'll let this one go. I mean, there's a lot of, I don't know, I really don't know what's going on in chat. So I haven't been able, because I just, I see a lot going on with this. So I'll talk with some friends about this afterwards and find out if I stepped over a line. I am so sorry, everybody out there, but I'm being, I have some honest feelings. So, but I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and move on? I need to do a station identification break.
Okay,
Then, no problem. Well, glad to have you on. I mean, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. You have a great show. Love it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. We touched a sensitive filter on that one. I apologize to my listeners. But I'll tell you what, I'll have a final observation on that, on the whole subject of this. There is a it's tough out there. I mean, when you do this show, things come into your board that sometimes people and other situations walk in here, and I never know what's going to happen, and it's always interesting. I find the emotions sometimes and the competitions and the things to be distracting, but the big thing here is to remember, you know, we're here to be entertained. We also have a wonderful connection with the other side. And there's a lot of love that's expressed through this show. And what my job for you, and I swear this is where I come from the depths of my soul, is to be as honest as I can with you and be as real as I can with you guys. So that's where I come from. And you know, my job is also to make sure you have a pleasant environment and are not being distracted. So I did see that out there. I got a little bit off topic. I realized that. So I just don't know the whole subject. Someone will enlighten me on Facebook, and I will hear about it after, and then it will come to pass that I will make some adjustments. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and do station ident, and I may extend the show because I don't have any callers out there, but I feel the need to talk and to do some readings and things like that. So we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes, and the number is 646-478-0377. Otherwise, I'll just prattle on. And continue on. We'll do I'll extend the show during the break, but I need the rest of my voice. I've been talking for an hour, and I need something to drink. Here we go. Let me see what we got here. I'll play a little good music. I think I feel the need for some Arizona. Actually, you know what, guys? I think I've got something even better. This is a 5 minute. I'm going to take a 5 minute break and be back. I'll extend the show, and a little cool change is in order, huh? How about a little cool change? We'll get some good feelings going here. Here we go.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Sailing on the cool and bright clear water. Lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go. But I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. Time for
the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Exactly, were you?
Well, we. Thank you. Started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were directly above him, how could you see him?
Because I was inverted.
Wilson! No, he was, man. It was a really great move. She was inverted.
You were in a 4G. Inverted dive with a MiG-28?
Yes, ma'am.
At what range?
No. About 2 meters.
Well, it's actually about 1.5, I think. It was 1.5. I've got a great Polaroid of it, and he's right there. Must be 1.5.
It was a nice picture. He wasn't half. Thanks.
Lieutenant.
I
like what were you doing there?
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations. I was, giving him the bird.
You know, not a lot gets by me in this life, and I want to thank all the people who have been posting out there. It has been a very active private message session here. So, trust me, I was aware of a lot of things going on in here, and I really appreciate everybody giving me the skinny on stuff. So, Chris, I see that. Chris, I have Skype. I'll be able to give you a yell. So yeah, no trouble there. And I see. Hi Hawkeye. Good to see you. I'm going to go ahead and read off the list to everybody out there. God, I really wasn't expecting that much after this terrible hurricane out there. But as far as audience, but by God, you guys have come through once again as always. Let's see, what do we got? Clear the voice, and I've got plenty of water to keep me going. And oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. Anyway, Anastasia One. I'm starting to laugh. Anastasia One, Angel Dove, Anastasia. We love you, of course. And everybody say a prayer to help her get a car after her terrible accident she was in. And I'm hoping that we. I just keep feeling September, October, we're going to see a car for her. And to get someone very special over from across the ocean for her too, Angel Dove, got to see you out there, Captain. I keep thinking of MASH when I see your name there, Captain BB Hawkeye. I keep seeing a surgeon, Carrie Whisper out there in South Africa, and she is an absolute sweetheart, and we love her to death here, and she's going to be a regular, just part of this show. I can feel it. Chips and Salt, Rented Lips. Here we go. Let's try this again. Chips and Salsa. Was just thanking me for the reading yesterday, and I had a great time yesterday. You guys all made a really wonderful show happen, and it's I can't do it without you guys too. So Thank you. Curious listener, Chris, you are awesome. You do a great, great show, and I really appreciated the readings with my grandfather. That just really touched my soul because there was things there that I just was blown away with, you know. So you do great, great work, and you're a total pro. Dan Adams, another great one. I mean, that guy is usually the first in and the last to leave, and he's just an awesome person. And he's not only that, he's a metal detector guy like me. You know, he's got Mind Labs. We got the best brand. We rock. Let's see. Yes, we dig things up, and we look like the old guys going down to, you know, getting the coins out of the sand. You know, God darn it. You know. Yeah. You know, except I'm still young at heart. Still young at heart. And I've only got a little bit of gray hair. Anyway, Driss Reg, good to see you again. I see you out there a lot. Giraffe Angel. Giraffe, you're always there. You're like, you are the angel who looks above everything else. Let's see. We got JB34. That's a new name. Hello. Good to see you here. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the studio and all with all our friends here. Let me scroll down. By gosh, we got a bunch. Jeannie Marie out there in the south, and she's got her little rose. And Jeannie, we love you. We've got Lisa's Angel 370, another new one. I think this is the first time I've seen you out there. So if not, my mistake, but welcome aboard. Mona 18, another new name. Good to see you. Nancy Mum, who is the frying pan lady and a dear, dear friend out there in the wilds of the Bay Area of these United States and California. Old Crow is a vintage person who's been around forever, and we love that person to death, but thank you for being here. Sacred Rescuer? Sacred Rescuer, that's a new one. Good to see you. Satori 11, I've seen you around before. You're always here. Tim Zool, going to be on my show very soon, I think September 4th. Gosh, I don't have I've got to get my show notes into this studio. I do it usually on my laptop, and it's in the wrong place. So let's see. That just popped up and got right. I see that there, Chris. Tim Zool, yes, he's going to be on talking about all his paranormal extravaganzas and electronic devices he builds and things like that. So, and he's done a lot of video, and it's something I've always wanted to get into, a little more of his video. So we're going to have quite the talk on a Sunday coming up here soon. And Zara, who just showed up yesterday and is back again for more. You're up for more of this? Okay. We'll let you stay in. Anyway, the Mind Lamp is a perfect color of orange right now. And I have a very special caller, I am told, through Little Birdies, that is waiting. We have one caller. So I extended the show. We got 46 minutes remaining. 815, I'm going to bring you on. What's your name and where are you from? And welcome to Soulstream.
Yes, hi. My name is Teresita, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay. Teresita?
Well, it's the equivalent to Therese. Teresita.
Okay. Teresita. Okay, that's a new name. I like that. That's a very elegant name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. Here. Well, I need advice, obviously, right?
No. You don't need any advice. Hell.
Obviously, right? Anyway, I've been going through very hard times for the past, I would say, 4 years, okay? But I'm currently struggling tremendously with two of my sons, okay? They're already grown, but they still live with me. And, you know, there's drugs and there's a lot of problems. And I would like to know, you know, what can you tell me? Obviously, for me, it's hard to, you know, everybody tells me kick them out, whatever, you know. For me, it's kind of hard. I'm trying to help them because I want them to succeed, of course.
Right.
Can you tell me what do you sense? What is there, you know, a solution to all this? I mean, what can I do?
All right, I'm just going to explore this a little bit because there's, you know, you're painting an interesting picture here. Number one, you are basically mother to these two young men, correct?
Yes.
And these two young men are in their 20s, correct?
In their 20s, yes.
And they are getting into a whole lot of trouble, and you're finding it difficult, you know, so I'm just mirroring back everything you told me. They're getting into a whole lot of trouble. And
yes.
you're trying to, and you're still enabling them to be with you because you're trying to find a way to fix it.
Yes.
Okay, let me clue you in on a little something about men, you know, especially boys. They're a real handful. And is there a male? Is there? Is there a man around that's an older man who's been part of their lives or made any kind of difference?
No, not really.
That's a big indicator to me. I'll tell you that. I mean, I'm not even doing mediumship right now. My guides are just saying, go with what your experience is, and I'll tell you what I see right now. Number one, having a strong male role to basically put some controls on these guys is in mm-hmm. order, and you know that you're, and the die has already been cast in some respects. You know, I mean, you're dealing with now you've got them in trouble, and basically they're going to need really tough love, and they're going to need to be basically put on notice that they've got to end this crap, and there's no other way to put it, to just stop this crap and grow up. And enabling that, you as a parent, I know what you're saying. I mean, you as a parent, you spent your life trying to protect them and all that. But
right.
at some point, they have to become men. And there's a my father, when I got into trouble, yes, yours truly got into trouble. About 17, 18, I became a really unruly guy to deal with, and I had raging hormones, the works. And let me tell you what my mother did to me. she decided that, of course, I come from a mediumistic family, so we had a haunted summer property. So she put me up there with the old dead relatives to kind of keep an eye on me, and they scared the holy crap out of me. And I came out of there really towing the mark, because I had all kinds of things happen for a whole summer by myself. It left me kind of, you know, I didn't need any more of that. It mm-hmm. scared me quite a bit from the paranormal until later on in life I came back to it, but it was a whole different thing. But here, I mean, you're talking more from a practical day-to-day standpoint. These young men need kind of a boot up, you know, on the backside of their butt, size 12, to kick them in the right direction. And it's going to need to. And if it isn't going to be anybody else, it's going to be you. It means digging way deep inside and looking and saying, "No, by God, you're going to do this, and here's why, or otherwise, I'm going to cut this off. This is how it is. You're going to grow up, or you're going to go out and be a failure, but that's your choice and your thing." And I hate to be so blunt like that, but this is how young men are. They're complete lumpheads. They're complete idiots. They need to be demonstrated to by older males how things are. And if there's not an older male around, then the woman who is running the show is going to have to take on that role and get tough. And I'll tell you, I had two really tough parents who made me toe the line. And when I did things wrong, I had to pay for my mistake. And if they're doing drugs and they're getting in all this stuff, by God, it's hammer time, baby. I mean, they need to get their butts kicked. And that is really, and I'm really getting agreement from spirit here. I mean,
the
what is the situation with the father? Because I feel like is
well,
the father still
gone.
Alive?
Yeah, he's alive, but he's been out of the picture since they were very small.
Okay.
I've raised them, literally.
I'm being told there's an uncle. There's an uncle.
Yes.
There's an uncle. Is he more of a tough guy?
He's tougher, but I don't think he would be like the ideal model. You know what I mean?
The reason I'm bringing him up is they're saying that he would be a good reference for helping you to deal with this. It's not so direct. He's the kind of the one who can get back you up because he knows the history and all this. They're saying that he would be a good person for you to be talking with and comparing notes and getting the male perspective to share that information, you know, with you so that you can then deal with this. And what are they saying? I'm getting this. They're saying that this is a 2 to 3 year process you're going to go through, and they are real blockheads. They are going to come around, but you have got to put a boot on their throats now to save this. This is not going to be easy. I feel like it's almost the first thing you do tomorrow is to pick up the phone and call and explain the situation, and then get this other male perspective. And it's not the only one you're going to be needing. I do feel like there's law enforcement stuff involved with these two, that there's been things in the past that they've been dealt with the law enforcement. And you may be able to sort of speak with the police about some of the things that have gone on and also affect this in a positive way, because I think that they have an interest in seeing that these men don't get into this kind of trouble again. And there are programs to work that, even in these challenging times. I'm getting the sense that, what's this? One of them is extremely talented and has shown some talent. Is there a music connection with one of them? Is it music?
One of them, yeah, he's very musical, yeah, very artistical, my oldest.
Okay, the other one has the potential to do the same thing, you know that. They're just not, has not expressed it so much. Is it, you know, okay, that's the one of the avenues, that's the positive avenue to get them out of this. And are they, I almost hate to say this, but I mean, is there, what is your spiritual persuasion? Do you have have you done much work with spirit before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you been reaching out to spirit on this topic? You know, regularly. Have you been doing a lot of praying?
Absolutely not. I think right now I'm under so much stress, emotionally, physically. I think I've blocked a lot of my spiritual growth, to be honest with you, or connections, and I am not in the right track with my spiritual, you know, life because of all the stress that I've gone through.
The mind lamp, as soon as you started speaking, turned a deep blue, which is spirit. So spirit's with you, okay? I mean, you really are, you've done a fabulous job. You've done everything you can. You know, nobody gives you the tools or a rule book that says, here's how you raise your kids, you know, and especially in a difficult situation, and the lamp just turned absolutely deep blue again. And taking shots of this, and but basically they're there with you. They're letting it be known that your guides and spirits and family are there with you to help you through this, and they'll help you reach down deep and go through the changes that you have got to change too in this, and this is the part that's really tough for you, because you're a beautiful spirit, you're a beautiful woman, and there's this hard part that has to come out and do these things that are so against your inner grain, and I know that. I mean, I can feel that with you. It's just not your thing to do that. But when you love somebody enough that you brought into this world to make them toe the mark so that they can be better people later down the road, you'll do anything. You know, right. And that's kind of what I get with this. But I really feel a strong artistic talent with these two young men that is a positive direction for them to be able to go in. And and by God, you know, I think you can do this. You know,
yes.
So
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That is, it's enlightening.
Yeah.
I really like what you just said, and I will try my best to do what you recommend. And I have one more question for you very quickly.
Go for it.
I ended a relationship in December, okay, last December, a person that I mean, I'm not a young woman anymore, but I really fell in love with him, okay? My feeling is that he was I even think he loves me still, but he is married, okay? And he decided to, I know.
Oops.
It all started as a friendship, me giving advice, you know, and it happened. We, of course, went our way, but I want to know, you know, I think he loved me and he was for real, but what do you sense? Was he for real or was just he BSing me? I don't know.
I think I'll tell you something. When it comes to marriage and then extramarital affairs and things like that, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was married once, and I took my vows very seriously. And when the time came for my marriage to end, it was one of the most devastating things I've ever been through. And I thought I would never come out of it, and it seemed like the world ended, and yet I'm still here standing. And I look at this man, and I see something very wrong, you know, in his life that is going on that made him have to do this thing that is so against his vows.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that there's love here, you know, between you two, but I think this is a situation that needs to resolve itself, and with you out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my sense. It's a very deep spiritual thing when two people commit to one another. You know, when you stand in front of that altar, you're committing before you and God, you know, and your partner, that you're going to be true, and it's going to be this, and it creates these. There's actually energetic bonds that are created between the two spirits that are, mm-hmm. and so when you're far away from that person, you have that love connection that just you can feel it. You know when things happen with the other one because you two are bonded. You know, that's the way it is. When you fall in love outside of that, yeah, those connections are also there, but it's a very complicated soup, and it dilutes everything, and it creates all kinds of troubles. I feel like whatever he's going to go through is going to end in the next year or so, and then that's the time then for this to come back into play. Be patient, but don't let yourself be in a position where this is the only relationship you have. You have plenty of other fish in the sea, options for you. I really feel like, to be honest with you, I really feel like there's a new man out there in the next 3 to 5 months for you.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And the thing to do is not look at it as a relationship. Go out on dates just because they're lunch dates. Remember this word, lunch. Go out for lunch. Don't go for a date. Lunch.
Right.
Go out for, and happen to go to dinner. Let things go naturally and proceed without all that pressure, and then suddenly you'll have one of those moments where, oh, there is something here, and then you can make that adult decision to follow that. It's tough. I understand. You know, I know what you've been through, but I got to tell you, you've got so many fish on the fryer right now with these two kids. I mean,
I
the love thing that could go on the back burner for a while, man. Because you got a couple of real corkers there to put in their place, you know.
Yes,
but
yes,
I mean,
I
love
do.
Will come to you. What I feel like is this: if you could go pay the piper now and deal with these two kids, you know, that you've got issues with, this thing will resolve itself, very handily, and then you'll be able to pursue this other thing that really means something to you, and keep praying to God, renew
absolutely.
That connection to God, because God's with you all the time, and when you talk to him, her, it, all that is, you will suddenly find that you have the new strength you need. And I do it every day.
Yes,
and believe
yes,
me,
I will, absolutely.
God's really tired of me talking, too.
I know. Well, thank you so much. It's being very, very
You're
nice.
Welcome.
And
all right.
I'll talk to you.
Time.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
I will remember you for a while. Okay. See you later. All right. We got 31 minutes, and I do have another caller out there, I see, without their hand up, 770. I do see you. What's going on, chat? Just keep an eye out there. We had a couple of the guests out there that popped in, and the mind lamp just turned a deep red. Now, I don't know if this is going to show up very good. It's kind of a purple here, or not a purple, but a kind of a orangey color, but it is deep red, let me tell you, and that's a lot of love there. So that woman is, she kind of got to me there. That was a deep thing in the heart. Caller dropped off. So if you do want to call in for any more readings, we got about 30 minutes. Number 646-478-0377. And Chips, yeah, thank you, Chips. Yeah, I was glad to do that for you. No trouble. Let's see, what are we going to do here? I feel like psychic games tonight or something is in order. Let me think here. Since we have a dearth of callers, I'm waiting for someone to pop in and save me, but and Nancy is in there. My intent has been taking care of guests. Nancy, you are the best. You know that. I mean, I have got to call you. I was good to call you the other night, and I got grabbed with all this stuff going on in the property. And I'll give you a call because you have taken such a good care of me especially when I'm down and things are kind of I'm having pain in my back from this damn place I'm trying to take care of. I always can count on you on Facebook to be there, you know, kind of cheering me on because, by God, there's days in this place it's like, you just want to scream. And, by God, I do that now and then. Anyway, let me see what we can do for some psychic games. I'm going to actually, I have got Never Pick Up 770. What's that, Jeannie? What's going on, Jeannie? Okay. Well, I'm going to pick up a few objects, and we're going to do some psychometry since we don't have any calls. And I have several key objects here, wonderfully spiritual things. Sandra, Sacred Rescue, my phone is missing, must be a sign. Yep, it's a sign you need your phone, dear. So what I'm going to do is we're going to work with colors tonight. And I have one object that's actually quite interesting. Let me find one more thing. Ah, this is beautiful. All right. So I'm going to concentrate on color. Now, this is what we did the other night. You know, speaking of mediumship, my good friend who comes up here every other week for our mediumship group. And by the way, a major plug here. We are looking for two members in my area who can be here reliably every 2 weeks here on the Broken Tree Ranch to do basic mediumship training. We are doing a mediumship training session every 2 weeks, and we're going through, and our basic purpose is to help other spirits come through and help ourselves develop better as mediums. So this, again, I'm not resting on my laurels because I've got that piece of paper. So I made a commitment to my teacher that I would do this, and so I'm sticking to it. So we need two other members. But what we did last night was our first real big session, because we agreed on our methods for opening the sessions, a basic protocol for what we're going to do. And one of the things we did yesterday was we began projecting things out of our minds to each other, and we were hitting it right on the mark. And I do see the two guests out there. I'm watching you very closely, and I'm sure John Sweet will like to hear about you, all of you. So we're watching. Hello, Debbie. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that, and then the next one's going to go, and bye-bye. Oh, there they go. And so, we're projecting. Now, what I did is I did the first sending session, and I sent to Brenda, and I basically picked the Titanic. I picked the ship, and I figured Titanic, and I started imagining all the things that would go along with that. And she picked up on a pyramid, and then ice, but diamonds. And then she picked up on like a desert at night. And then what else did she get? And finally, after about 2 or 3 minutes, she said, and then I smiled, and I said, yes, it's a ship. And she went through all the different elements of the story, but did not pick up that it was Titanic. The pyramid and the diamond color was the icebergs. You know, so I mean, it was really so neat. Oh, good, Chips. Yeah, I'm glad I helped her. She's really good. Yeah, she just popped in there. So and what was so funny is, she picked up on like an older ship, and finally she gave in, and I told her what she had done, and she was really right on. It was just making the connections. She started sending to me, and all of a sudden I'm getting, I got an island, and I'm going, there's something about, like an island here. And she goes, nope. And I said, okay. And then I thought some more, and I go, well, this has buildings on it. There's like a building in the center of it. And she goes, well, it's not. And I said, it's a hotel, you know. And she goes, no, it's not a hotel. And I go, oh. And I thought some more, and I went, oh, I know what it is. It's a castle. And she goes, how did you do that? And I'm just sitting there, you know, going, because, I mean, it's so clear what she's sending. You know, I mean, I picked up the picture. You could just see it in your mind's eye. So that's what we do in the training. You know, we're doing training, and these are basic exercises. This is not advanced stuff. This is stuff that you guys can do as games amongst yourselves. You pick somebody that you're working with, and go and do this. Just make it into a fun thing. You know, if you're on some trip, just practice, like, you know, between yourselves driving, if you work with you in the car, and do that. Just project things back and forth and see how close you can get. And, you know, and some days you're going to really suck, and other days it's going to be really good. So do this. It's a lot of fun. Now, I do the psychometry here. Now, you know, you guys know what psychometry is, so most of you, but I'll explain for those who don't. Psychometry is basically a gift that is based on the fact that all objects have vibrations and they have a history. Basically, all matter in the universe is connected. It's all one, if you will. And there is everything that's ever happened in this universe. You know, and you know, some call it the Akashic Records. And basically those records are the history of all these things that have occurred over time. And so an object that you pick up that a human being has fashioned or maybe has been created in nature and has had some history behind it can be read by somebody who is sensitive and who can read these records, essentially. So it's a different skill set, but there's a lot of people who do this, and especially, major hint, people who do, go to crime scenes, are using psychometry quite often. And so what I do on the show with this is kind of a modified version of this. And what we do is, and I'm just trying to get back here. I'm trying to see if I got any callers. And I see you out there, 217. If your hand wants to go up, let me know and I'll bring you on. But real quickly, I mean, what we do with the psychometry here is it's a modified form. Instead of you touching the object, which you cannot do here through the air, I'm trying to send to all of you. So I'm going to do my very best here for a couple of minutes and try to send you some different things. Oh, Chipson says, Chips and Tulsa says, you've made one lady a happy person and she loves my voice too. Well, thank you. And you may hear me on different commercials. I am aiming to get this voice of mine to go out and to do products and different kinds of things for selling things out there, hopefully nationwide. I'm hoping to become good enough to do that. So I'm taking voiceover and lessons and voice acting lessons. So, it is a DJ voice, but one of the things when you do voice acting is to sound just talk like I'm talking. You're not doing hard sell tactics. You're just being yourself. 1-800-BAPE. Oh God, don't embarrass me now. Excuse me. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do this thing, guys. I've got something in my hand right now, and we're going to concentrate on colors, not on what it is. We're just going to work on color. And there's two potential colors that this could be. So I'm just holding it and I'm sending it out to you guys. And I'm going to give it 1 or 2 minutes. And I'm going to call it out starting right now. And you guys send out the color. You know, just pop it in the chat room, what color you see. And let me know. And the first one to get it, I will not tell you right off the bat, but I am watching. Keep at it. Oh, I should do a movie trailer or a horror flick. That's good. I'll talk about that in a minute, Margarita. And I see you guessed 7200, but I'm really focusing on the color here. Oh, you guys are really feeling all these colors, huh? Okay, I'm watching. I'm going to give it another, I'll give it 30 more seconds. Giraffe, that's funny. Actually, the mind lamp is in magenta right now. I can take a picture of that. So you guys, I just took a shot of that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call it in about 6 seconds. One of you got it right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, done. What I'm holding is a piece of crystal. It's a flat sort of crystal. And this crystal is actually, it's kind of a whitish color with transparency. And so one of you got white. I can't remember who it was because the chat room is just going by a mile a minute here. So what we got is, and I'm trying to jump back and it keeps jumping. It was Chris. Chris got it. Chris is the winner. So you got that color. And it's a whitish color. So I'm going to jump now. And you guys are still guessing. Yeah, it's kind of like a moonstone, Gerber. Absolutely, kind of like a moonstone. So I'm going to switch gears now, and I still don't see the caller, the 217, with the hand up. So I'm going to switch colors right now. We're going to jump to a new one. I am going to send this color right now, and starting now, go ahead and start guessing the colors. I'm holding this object in my hands, and oh, you listed curious. You can't do that. What are you doing? You're just going through the whole list? That's like funny. Anyway, let's see. Guess 7200. You're going to go bye-bye. So while I'm doing that, sorry you didn't log in. I gave you time. All right. Here's the color. I'm sending it out. I'm going to make it 30 seconds. So you guys have really got those colors in. So you got 30 seconds. Phew. pink quartz. It's the primary color, guys. Don't go with dual colors. There's only one color here. Only one. So giraffe, make it one or the other. I saw that. Okay, we got about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll give you 5 more seconds for those stragglers. It's one color. I'll give you even 5 more seconds because you guys are really speeding through. Okay, I'm holding in my hands a candle. And this candle is an absolutely wonderful color of green. So tell me who was the green colors, because I'm not going to try to scroll with all this activity. But for those of you who said green, you got it right on the money. Absolutely got it on the money. Okay, I am going to jump into another color here. And this is, again, singular color. Singular color, one color. One color only, not red and green, not blue and white, one color. I'm going to send it starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And I'm sending color now. That's pretty good. Keep at it. And I'm going to shorten this one up. So, Nancy, green, you got green last time. If you got that, yes, you won. You were one of the winners. Keep going, guys. I'm going to give it, you've got about 20 more seconds. I'm doing everything I can to send on this. I'm wondering if me seeing the colors, if I'm picking up, I'm just going to close my eyes and then you got about 5 more seconds. Okay, stop. All right, those of you who said black are the winners. It's a roll of film. It's striking. Actually, there's something striking about this roll of film. I found this. It's something my dad took years and years ago. It's a set of negatives. So it's actually got mostly a kind of a black color, but there's kind of a little bit of a tan and orange kind of color in it too. So there's a little bit of extra color in there, but the overall, I'm going with the overall writing color. So those of you who said black, that's basically the winning color. And those who kind of keyed in on some of the other aspects, which negatives tend to have, I will kind of get, you know, be fair and say, yeah, you know, you probably saw a little bit of that. So, but what's interesting is this looks like it's from basically not far from where I was born. So I'm going to actually get these. Have been meaning to. I'm going to take this down and get them developed and see what I've got here. It sits here in the studio and it just screams at me. Go get me developed. And so it's actually developed. I'm just going to have the pictures printed and see what we got. Let's see. I'm going to do one more. I'm going to go ahead and take this 217 caller. Anastasia, you hit it right on the, you were the first one to say black. You hit it like right on the money. So you were the first one that, you were like the big winner. So I'm going to bring the 217 on just to see if they are trying to get in. 217, you're on Soulstream. Are you just listening in? Hello? Hello. Okay, I'm going to go and put you back on hold.
I couldn't find.
I caught a voice before I put you on hold. Are you still there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Paul, John.
Yeah,
hello?
That would be me. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
I'm that guy.
Wait a minute. I was just trying to get on the phone.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not. I heard that. I don't want to talk to him. That damn guy gets it all wrong all the time. I can hear him.
Oh, God. Well, I can. I don't know what's happening here.
Fuck, boom. Something's wrong.
Well,
there's something.
I got black, gray, like a dark, dark, you know, gray. Anastasia got black.
Yeah, she hit it right on the head. She was the first one. As soon as I sent out, she picked it up. So she and she's you know, you got a talented daughter there. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, something to be proud of. She struck like a cobra and hit it right off the bat, and then everybody else was going for it. You know, and I was like, oh wow, and that's why I kind of said, oh, that's interesting. She's just like picked it right up. Okay. You know. So I mean, yeah, she's good. But what is she doing? Is she sitting there like washing her hair or doing something? You know, I don't want to talk.
I'm really not sure because she's in one room and I'm in another.
Well, tell her we we love her. So she's listening in. Yeah, so we love her to death.
Yes. Well, I will do that, John. And thank you.
All right. Well, all right. I'll put you back on hold. You guys are just listening in.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Judith, we love you too.
Well, thank you. We love you both.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I am holding in my hands. I have another favor to ask you guys. I was talking earlier about my new phone, which I have in my hot little hands. I have I'm the proud owner of a Droid. Yes, I bought a Droid. And my poor cousin, he is like major Apple computer guy. I mean, to him, there's only one kind of computer. It's Apple. Unfortunately for me, I was raised on PCs and in Linux. So anything that's got Linux in it, I'm like automatically attracted to, and it's also like affordable and not way overpriced like Apple. Sorry, I said it. I know I'm terrible, but I bought this thing and I really love my Google Droid. But you know what I wanted to ask is, I'm looking for a name for this. And yes, we love you too, Anastasia. We see you there. I'm asking you guys to give me some ideas for a name for this thing. I'm really kind of stumped. So, and I see Salsa out there. I'll bring you on in just a minute. So I'll be watching the chat room, or if you want to go on the Soul Streams page, and we'll have a little contest to name John's Droid. So we'll give it a week. If you want to pop on Facebook and my page is there, and you know, shoot me a note about what you think my Droid should be named, we'll go ahead and do that and feature that on the next show. You know, in about a week. Actually, I got a next show. I'll be on Tuesday night with Marie Osmond is going to come on my show, right? But anyway, I'm looking for a name for this. Drew, yeah, Drew Carey. But yeah, come up with some names and pop them out to me, whatever way you can get to my Facebook or send it here on Blog Talk, and I'll compile the list and then I'll pick one and then we'll go from there. Rebel Droid. That's good. I knew a guy named Rebel. I actually met a man named Rebel. He was one heck of a character in the aerospace business. Okay, so I love this droid, and I'm going to be doing all kinds of things on it. So I'll be actually on Facebook almost all day now. I never thought I'd be one of these people that ran around with a smartphone, but here I am. What can I say? All right, we're going to bring Salsa on, and here we go. I see you out there, my dear. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I keep showing up and they keep listening to me. It's the damnedest thing.
That's because you're so awesome. I just really, really, really want to thank you for yesterday and for helping me today. And I, you know, you do a love that you have, and it helps us tremendously, those of us that are needing. And I just, you know, want to really thank you because it was the first night of real sleep that I've gotten in a very long time. And so, you know, kudos to you. I've, you know, come to you many a times in the past, but last night was very, very close. So thank you. It helped me to put some things in perspective, some perspective I want, and not the outcome I want, but, you know, you've made so many things to digest, for lack of a better phrase. And so I really want to thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. I that's the goal here. I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, I didn't think that I could do this. And I have a person out there who basically I love dearly, dearly. And that's Kathy Bradshaw. I mean, she's the one who convinced me that this was possible. I mean, I really was not thinking I could do this. And she basically said, you know, had her angels came through and said, you got to do this, you know, John, you really need to. And she really kind of, she really worked on me. And I resisted. I mean, I was like, I can't do that. No way. Nobody's going to take me seriously. And then she really grew me. And then I was on her shows for quite some time, and it was really a lot of fun. And it was the catalyst that developed, you know, what has ultimately become this show. And now we're like, you know, we basically are side by side, you know, and we go on each other's shows. You know, I'm going to be on her, she's going to be on my show here, not too distant future. So I'll be a guest on my show. And I mean, I love her to death, and she's in trouble out there right now. I mean, to everybody out there, she's been hit by that storm, and she's off the air. I mean, we're really worried about her, and I haven't heard a thing, and I'm just almost beside myself because I love this woman dearly, and she's meant so much to me. But basically, I mean, she's farmed so many hosts here on Blog Talk who have come through and are doing the same work, you know, in different ways, and they are just she's made the world a better place. I don't know. I mean, I don't know any other way I can honor her more by saying that she's truly a good human being who's just she doesn't try to grab the limelight. She brings her hosts together and then spreads them out in front of everyone, and they just they bloom. And I was one of those. And it's my job now to honor her by doing that and doing this work. So that's what I do. So thank you.
My friend that you helped tonight, you know, she knew that a lot of that, but nobody's been able to really speak to her in the manner that you did. And you instantly got through to her.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a person who sometimes it takes a person who's not right in their face, who's so close that, you know, to be able to make an impression. That's what readers do. I mean, that's all we are. You know, we're basically, we come in and we do this work, and we're really ministering. We're almost like religious figures who are doing, you know, clergy, but we're not. Okay. We don't have that kind of aura about us. But when we're doing the connection with spirit, I mean, we're almost in the same business as those guys, you know. And the thing is we really love people. I mean, I love people, and I like to see, you know, if I can do something to help, I'll do it. Sometimes there's times when I'll get folks in who I look at and I know they know the answer, but they just need to hear it in a new way. And that's kind of what I think with her. She really knew the answer she needed. You were right on the money. She knew it, but she needed to hear a from a male perspective, you know, saying, hey, they're supposed to be men now. They gotta get their butts kicked.
Well, that's all it's done to me. Yeah. I'll take care of them. but you know, she, just the way that you were to relate your own personal with her, that really resonates so well. And,
well,
you know, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I mean, I hope it makes the difference. You know, the feeling I have with that is, honestly, I really feel like she's going to make the connection there and make that, it'll get through to those two knuckleheads, and that's what they are. They're a couple of knuckleheads.
Yeah. Well,
and,
you know,
they will get their
butt kicked. She's such a wonderful person. She's so sweet. Had it not been for her, I wouldn't have gotten hardly any of the information from my mom. And she's, you know, great friend. She's been through a lot, and she too has, you know, an elderly mom, and she takes care of, and she's just, you know, trying to do things for herself. She's had it hard being a single parent, doing whatever she can, and she's done an incredible job. But you know, it is tough, and you know, she's looking for love too. She would love to be loved. Someone would be so lucky to have her. You know, she needs to believe in herself. She has so much to offer.
I'll tell you, she's taken on some. Her soul has taken on some of the most difficult things a soul can do. And I watch the folks that walk through this door, and I just find myself amazed at what the human spirit is capable of. And I really feel like she's denied herself for a long time, and if she just goes through this one last trial, she's going to get the reward she wants. She just needs to give herself permission to have that, and
I'm so glad that the guy she talked about is gone. I know the person. I'm so glad he's gone. I hope he never comes back in her life. That's just my personal
opinion. I feel like there's a more legitimate thing going on that will happen with her. And it will be a really nice love. And it'll be almost... it'll be natural.
I think this guy did it just to be able to. I think he did wind up loving her, but then realized that he was not ready to and give her everything that he claimed he would. And then at the last minute, you know, just her. And it's just, you know, you don't do that to people. kind of what my sisters have done to my, you know, you just don't cut off somebody's legs and say, she'll thank me, you know. This guy told her he'll thank me later, we'll be friends. No. You can't just do that to people.
Yeah, in that particular case, what she's going through, there was some karmic stuff going on there. I mean, this was all meant to happen. And the thing is, she's got the lesson, and I really feel like she picked up on what was being said. And I was spirit popped in on me. I mean, I was doing a read right there. You know that. I mean, I was actually reading, because her guides came through, and it was like I was going, okay, I'll pass it on. I'm just getting it back to her, and I think that's what got through is when her own guides came in and gave her, you know, the news.
So, yes.
I hope it helped. I mean, I really do.
I'm sure it has.
Soul.
And she's a wonderful woman, and I thank you for helping her. And
okay.
So, I'll let you get back to the rest of your show. Thank you so much, though.
Hey, you're welcome, sweetheart.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. And with that, what a neat show tonight. I really enjoyed the energy tonight. And again, I'm sorry. There was some of that stuff that went on earlier with regard to the whole question of trolls and things like that. I was aware of some of the stuff going on, and thank you guys. And I really apologize if it did cause any issues out there. I've got my own perspective, but yeah, I realize there was some other things there. So we'll figure that all out. We're all in this together. So, hey, we're going to be on Tuesday night. I've got one of my favorite people of all time, Marie B. Jones, quintessential authoress, is going to be on. And what is all this 1-0 stuff going on? I don't get this. Hawkeye, what are you doing? Okay, I don't know what that's saying, but I'll have to read up on that. But anyway, we are going to have Marie D. Jones on Tuesday night, special show, 8 o'clock Pacific. That's 11 Eastern. We'll be on, and we'll be covering her new book and some of the things that she's into. And we will then be on the following Saturday. I'm going to be doing a show with EVP On Air, and we've gone to that format. We're doing mediumship. We tend to do probably a little more mediumship these days than we advertise we're going to do, because sometimes I do special shows for fun. If I feel the need to read, I'll do it. But every other week minimum, I'll do tag team mediumship with Brenda and me, or other guest mediums are welcome. Major hint, if you're a reader out there and you want to be in on it, call me up, let me know, we'll bring you on. And then the following week, what we'll do is come on and do live EVP with Spirits On Air and people asking questions of Spirit directly. So we'll be doing that. So name that droid. Get those names in, guys, because you got to name my droid, okay? I'm looking for really good names out of you. So Facebook me, whatever way you can get that. And, okay, and I see that. Curious. Thank you. So we're going to read off the names here. I have in the chat room, let's see, who all the wonderful people that are here. We've got Anastasia 1, Angel Dove, Captain B.B. Hawkeye. Hello, sir. Carrie Whisper out there in South Africa. We got Chips and Salsa, who's just on. Curious listener. Hi, Chris. Daniel Adam. Driss Reg. Gerber Daisy TM. We got IP Luck Dehard. JB34. Jeannie. Hello, dear. Lisa Angel 370. Margaritaville. Mona 18. Mountain Diva. Nancy Mum. And we've got Old Crow and Sacred Rescuer and Satoria 11. Got them all out there. And we've got about 30 seconds remaining. So, again, thank you for a wonderful show, guys. I really enjoyed it. And we will see you on Tuesday night, high end propers. So this is Soulstream signing off. We'll see you guys later. Bye now.
Live from the Haunted Kingdom of Gold and broadcasting from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio.